Who to believe? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. Unless the Chicago police are making it up, the undoing of Jussie Smollett is complete. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that based on the blizzard of evidence from Smollett's very cooperative cell phone and the video from some of Chicago's 30,000 street and taxi cameras, they're not making it up. Smollett might as well have been living in the Big Brother house. I believe Fox could actually film episodes of Empire just by using the city's surveillance cameras. Anyway, now we have to decide if this discredits every future claim of a racist attack. So I'll go out on another limb and say that if, God forbid, Mr. Smollett is actually attacked, yes, he's going to have some credibility challenges. But just because this was made up doesn't mean they all are. Because we also heard this headline.
Out of the arrest of a U.S. Coast Guard lieutenant.
Christopher Hassan is his name, a self-described white nationalist.
Officials say they believe Hassan was not just fantasizing, but was serious about carrying out his plans for mass murder.
A little reminder that the real thing is still out there. By the way, I'm glad Smollett's two accomplices cooperated, but could I just observe that it would have been even better if, when Smollett proposed his little plan, they had just said, Jussie, why don't you just go in and ask for a raise like everybody else? Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.